Today we're starting a new series here at Destiny called Breaking Bad. How many know that Jesus came to break the bad things in our life away? If you didn't know that today, let me be the first one to tell you that Jesus came to break away some bad things in our life. And I want to talk to you about the thought today. Jesus is the cycle breaker. Jesus is the cycle breaker. If you don't know today, you're like you're just running around in circles. Ever feel like you're just going around in circles, not getting anywhere? We have cycles in our lives that seem to repeat itself, don't it? And I want to get into our text, and we'll come back and address that. So join me. Let's jump right into our text this morning so we can set the groundwork for this story. I love it in Mark chapter 5, one of my favorite stories in the Scripture. Now a certain woman had an issue of blood. What's your issue today? See, all of us have different issues today. This woman had an issue. What is your issue today that you carried into this room? So this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years and has suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, how many know things change when you hear about Jesus? When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd, touched his garment, and she said to herself, "If only I may touch his clothes, I'll be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude. They're thronging you, Jesus. They're all over you. And you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Today, I want to talk to you about Jesus is the cycle breaker. We know that cycles happen in our life. It's where you're going in motion, but you're not getting anywhere. You ever been there? Just kind of going through circles in life, and it seems no matter how far you go up, you seem to always come down to the same spot. But no matter how far you try to go around a certain area, you always end up back in the same spot. Remember the days before we had GPS on our phones and cars? And you would drive around looking for an address, and you just seem like you're just going in circles. Until finally, guys, we would finally break down after 2 hours of driving in circles, stop and ask for directions before we had our phones. Remember those days? Kind of the same thing happening here in our life. If we're not careful, we're going around in circles. Going around in circles, and we're trying to get somewhere, but we're not getting anywhere. And it seems no matter how high you get, you always seem to come back to the same spot you was. Matter of fact, let's define cycle as this. Look at what the definition of a cycle is. A cycle is a recurring pattern of occurrences that repeats itself. A cycle is a recurring pattern of occurrences that repeats itself. So we know that this thing is something that happens over and over and over again. If this is being honest today, can we just be honest and say that too many of us here have the same patterns in our life happening year after year? That's where you look back and say, "Boy, I'm at the same place spiritually I was last year at this time. I'm at the same place emotionally I was last year at this time. I'm at the same place struggling with the same issues I did last year at the same time in my life." Why? Because it seems like it's a pattern of going around in circles, and I always end up at this spot, and I need help. And so the good news of the gospel is this. You're in a great spot today to hear it, is that Jesus is the cycle breaker. That he's came to break the cycles in our life. Time progresses, and we don't. Time progresses and moves on, but we don't move beyond where we're at today. So today, I don't care what your cycle is, whether your cycle is, you know what, I'm suffering with a depression, or I'm suffering with a financial issue, I'm suffering with an emotional issue, I'm suffering with a spiritual issue, I'm suffering with a physical issue. whatever your issue is today, it seems like it's a pattern. You're coming back to it all, no matter how far you try to get beyond it. You seem to come back to it. I want to speak over your life today. I want to speak into your heart today and let the Spirit of God penetrate your faith and know that Jesus has come to break your cycle. He's come to break our patterns, and he's come to set you on a new pattern. That's why Scripture says that we are to lay aside every heavy weight that weighs us down and run the race. We got to run the race that he's called us to run to. But we can't do that when we're going in circles. We're just going in circles. We're not getting anywhere because we're hanging on to old baggage. We're hanging on to old hurts. We're hanging on to certain addictions. We're hanging on to certain spiritual climates. We're hanging on to certain abuse. We're hanging on to certain things that happen in our divorce. We're hanging on to certain things that happened as a child. We're hanging on to the last experience we had at our last church. Things that have come and are holding us back. Jesus has come to break this cycle in your life. You've got a God-given destiny. Let me say again, you've got a God-given destiny in your life. He has called you. He has anointed you. But if you don't allow him to break the patterns and the cycles in your life, you're going to be spinning in circles and wondering, when's my time? When's my time going to come? When's my opportunity going to come? When's my thing going to happen? We got to allow Jesus to come in and break the cycles in our life. He does it so good. And we see so many stories in Scripture where Jesus did this very thing. I love the story in John chapter 5. It says that he was at the pool of Bethesda, and there's a pool there. And of course, we know that when the angel came and troubled the waters, that those who were first in received the healing. And Jesus goes to a man that said had been there sick with infirmities for 38 years. 38 years he'd been sick with the same infirmities. And Jesus went to him and said, "Sir, what's your problem?" He says, "Jesus, I've been here 38 years, but every time the waters get troubled, there's nobody to put me in. It's too late." Can you imagine being so crippled that you can't even jump in and receive the healing that you need? I mean, he's wanting to be healed, but he's so crippled with his infirmities, he can't even get to the pool when it's time for his healing. But see, this is the great news of the gospel today. I want you to hear this strong, that Jesus had to step over many people. He had to go around many people because this place was crowded. Because they're waiting. And he goes right to this man and says, "No, sir, where are you at? No, sir, today is your day. It may have been 38 years, but today is different. I am calling you out today." You see, this will happen when Jesus says this, that when Jesus comes to your encounter and you have an encounter with Christ, he speaks into your cycle and he breaks the things that even though it's happened for years, he breaks those patterns in our life and says, "I've come to restore you." He says, "Sir, pick up your mat and go home." And it says, immediately the man got up from his crippled bed and he picked up his mat and he walked home. I'm talking about changing a pattern. Talking about changing a cycle. One encounter with the Savior changes who he is. He breaks the cycles in our life. I love the story in Luke chapter 13. Verse 10 and through 13 says, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Are you seeing a pattern here? First woman, 12 years. Last man, 38 years. This woman, 18 years. Cycle. Going around, not getting any better. It said she had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. It was bent, and she was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and he said to her, 'Woman, you are loose from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." I mean, think about this story. This woman, she had something wrong with her spine to the point where her spine was so curved that she was hunchbacked over. She couldn't raise. She was like this in her life. And so if she wanted to move, she had to move like this, never able to be straightened up. If we were only honest today, how many would say that's really us spiritually in our life? That we've gotten so much weight of the stuff we've been through in our life that if we're really honest, this is the way we walked in. "Pastor, I've walked in like this a long time. Spiritually, I've walked in like this. I haven't been able to stand straight in a long time. Pastor, I walked in. I haven't been straight in a long time. I've walked in spiritually like this. And all of a sudden, Jesus' voice calls, woman. And she knew without even being able to see because she's hunched over. The crowd's around. But yes, she knows somebody's calling her name. Woman! Could the master be talking to me? Her heart knew he was talking to her. Because there was many women there. There was many people. Because scripture says wherever Jesus was, the crowds followed. The multitudes followed. But yet there was something different about this voice. He calls to the woman who's bent over. And he goes to that woman. And says, woman, no longer will you be bent over with the weight that's carrying you. But he speaks to the very heart. And says, woman, thou art loosed. And says, and immediately she stood up straight. 18 years. And one day, Jesus speaks to the weight, lifts that burden, speaks strength, and she raises back up and loosens her. See, this is the healing power. This is why Jesus came, to break the cycles in our life. That no matter what you've gone through, that whether it's a physical problem or a spiritual problem, he sees the emotional problems and he speaks and says this, you are loosed. That's the power of our Savior. He's the cycle-breaking God. No matter what the pattern is, 38 years, 18 years, 12 years, he speaks to it. She was leaning. Some of you come in today doing this. You kind of lean this way. I've been through a tough divorce, and I just kind of lean this way. I've been through an abuse of my life, and boy, I'm leaning this way. I can't seem to get straight in my life. I can't seem to get back on the right track. I'll never be able to trust again. I was in a bad situation in my last church, and man, it hurt me. I can't trust. I love God, but I can't trust anybody else again. And we find ourselves leaning through hurts in our life. Find yourself hunched over with the weight. But that's why he said, come unto me, all those who are heavy with your burdens. Cast them upon him, because why? He cares for you. He says, take upon my yoke. It's easy. He goes, let me carry your weight, and I set you free to walk in freedom today. He speaks to every one of us today. And we allow Jesus to encounter our life. He'll come to you and say, I speak freedom to your life. He's come to set us free. He has not come so that we can walk around with infirmities, come around walking around in the same problem year after year. He's called us to go from where? We talk about it a lot. From where? From glory to glory. That means he expects us to grow. And there come seasons of planting, seasons of watering, and seasons of producing fruit. And sometimes there's seasons of being pruned, right? Sometimes we're getting cut back. So there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I'm going through a season of being pruned, or I'm going through a season of watering and planting. But there also comes a season of harvest when we step up and go to another level. Or for too many of us, we've gone through pruning, we've gone through watering, we've gone through planting, and then we come back and we don't produce any fruit in our life. We're at the same level. We know we're called to grow and go and walk in our destiny, but it seems like we're always stuck at the same place. Well, I'm here to tell you today, this is the great news of the gospel. Jesus came to break the cycles in our life. He came to break the bad cycles in life, that you can become fertile ground, that you can become a life-giving person who produces the fruit of the Spirit in your life, and you grow in your relationship, and you grow and you get beyond. You're bigger than your abuse. You're bigger than a divorce. You're bigger than a rejection. You're bigger than your hurt. You're bigger than your sickness. You're bigger than your financial problems. You're bigger than your depression. You're bigger than that. And today, God speaks to our heart and says, be loosed. I'm freeing you up. He speaks to us at the heart of who we are. That's who Jesus is. He came to bring us life. We see this pattern all through Scripture. Remember when Peter and John were at the temple gates, and the beggar who was crippled was stationed at the right spot, because he knew that all the Christians would feel really guilty about walking past him. So he was there collecting alms. And he asked Peter and John, you remember that? Hey, man, I need some help. Can you help me? And they go, hey, man, we don't have any money. Silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have, we give unto you. Now, rise up and walk. All of his life, this man had been crippled, dropped off at the gates. All this life, he had been crippled and dropped off at the gate. And one encounter with the true presence of God, this man begins to walk. What's the difference? Oh, he didn't just want to. He just didn't have a knowledge of who God was. He had a touch of who God was in his life. Let's get back to our original text in Mark chapter 5. In Mark chapter 5, we see the story where Jesus is on his way. The scripture says he was on his way to Jairus' house. Jairus came to Jesus and said, Jesus, my daughter's sick and she's about to die. If you don't touch her, she's going to die, and I need you to come and pray for her. Since the scripture says he went on his way to Jairus' house to pray for his daughter to be healed. And on his journey there, this is when the woman with the issue of blood gets word and says, she hears Jesus is coming. Now, was this story about Jesus going to Jairus' house or about the woman getting healed? The original intent of the story was Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to touch his daughter. But this woman decided in her heart, no, Jesus is coming by. Jesus is passing by. And something inside of her said, if I can just get to him. She made it about her. She made it about her situation. She was like 12 years with this issue is long enough. Today's my day. You see, and she says this, if I can just touch Jesus. Did Jesus tell her that? Did Jesus tell her that? No. Did the disciples tell her that? No. Who told her that? She told herself. We just read it. She says, if I can just touch Jesus, which brings me to my point here. I want you to get this. Some cycles will only be broken when you begin to speak over yourself. Let me say that again. Some cycles will only be broken when you learn to speak over yourself. Now, I was raised in a time back in the 70s and 80s. You remember when they'd have these revivals going on? Anybody raised in the church? Remember these revivals that went on for 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks sometimes? And they have an evangelist come in, and he was flowing in the gift of word of knowledge, and he would give out words to people. And so people found this out, and so word would travel, and everybody would come in. They packed the building out every night waiting for their chance to have a prophecy given over them. Nothing wrong with that. I had those happen to me before. I'm all for that, okay? I'm not speaking against that. But what happened was this. You'd have people come in who ain't been to church in forever. And they come in and sit down and pack the pews. They're like, you just see it over the face. Spiritually, they're like, me, 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 me. Please pick me. Please. It's like they call them like the price is right. Yeah! Yo, my turn. Pick me. And this person would give him a word. Encourage him, whatever. Speak, usually read your mail. He's right on. Nothing wrong with those things. But what I want you to get was this, is that we need to stop waiting on somebody to speak over us about our issue when God has given you and I the authority to speak over ourselves. It's really easy to depend on everybody else to do it. If I could just go talk to so-and-so, oh, she's the best person. I know she'll speak over me. And there's nothing wrong with having encouragers. And the Word of God tells us, pray one for another and encourage each other. But there comes a time spiritually where you're going to have to grow up and say, you know what? The only way this issue is going to get any better is when I look myself in the mirror and begin to speak over myself the things of God, the promises of God. You've got to say, you know what? I can. And I've got to say, God's Word says I will. And I'm going to believe that. She says, if I can only touch God, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, my affliction, my infirmity, my issue, it'll be taken care of. She says, I got to get to Jesus. I got to find Jesus. She's going to speak on her own life, speak over herself. Don't wait on somebody else. I just got to call my life group leader. They're the only one who knows how to pray for me. Listen, they're there to pray for you, and I hope you do. Go to your life group leaders. Let them pray with you. But you're going to have to learn at some point some issues, some breakthroughs when you've gone in circles are only going to happen when you stand on your own two feet spiritually and say, no matter what, I'm going to go to Jesus because Jesus is the cycle breaker and I'm going to get there. I'm going to go there. I've prayed and I've gone there and it seems like I'm not getting any breakthrough. But then you're going to have to get yourself there. There's been times in my life, my wife knows it. I'll say, honey, I just got to touch God. I've just got to go and touch the Lord. I've got to go find my time with God. I got to be there. I need this time with God. It says she fought her way through the crowd. Think about that. She had to fight her way through the crowd. I mean, everywhere Jesus went, they said when he was teaching on the hillside, remember, 5,000 men showed up. That's not including the women and children. Many estimate 25 to 40,000 people there at this one event while Jesus is preaching and teaching. So when Jesus went, thousands followed him. Thousands are trying to get to him. And so she says, I got to get to Jesus. And she, this woman who's been bleeding for 12 years, you know how weak she was. You know how much strength she probably did not have at the time. It says she begins to fight her way. Not make her way. Fight her way through the crowd. See, sometimes you want to break through in your life. You want to see that cycle broken. You're going to fight your way to Jesus. Get past the naysayers. Get past the negative talk. Get past the enemy coming and speaking discouragement over your life. And just make your way. Say, I know I got to fight through this. I got to fight through it. I got to get to Jesus. Scripture says that she was just trying to get to the hem of her garden. Some of the parts of the story talk about how she had to get down and crawl her way to Jesus, just to touch to him. See, she had to get low. I wonder if maybe we don't ever get low enough. I wonder if we allow ourselves, you know what, I got too much pride to lower myself. I got too much pride to say I need Jesus. I had someone the other day come to me, Pastor, I can't do it on my own. They were just crying. I can't do it on my own. I need Jesus to change my life. And I said, congratulations. You're at the right spot. Because that's exactly where he wants every one of us to be in our life, to say, I can't do it alone, Jesus. I can only do it through you. I can only do this through the power of your name, through the power of the cross, through the power of my relationship with you. I can only do this with Jesus' help. I've been going around this circle for years. I find myself right back with the same issue. I've been fighting this depression for years, and I find myself with the same issue. I've been fighting the same addiction for years, and I find myself right here struggling with the same addiction. I find myself right here emotionally stuck. What happened to me 20 years ago? And I can't seem to get past it. I wonder if we just got to get low and say, Jesus, I've got to get to you. I can't do it without you. I've tried doctors. I've tried counselors. I've spent all my resources, and I'm still here. There's nothing left, but only you can do it, Jesus. It says this woman began to fight her way through the crowd. She reached out, touched the hem of his garment. It says immediately when she touched the hem of his garment that Jesus felt the power leave him. And it says this woman touched him by faith. And I love this part of the story because if you know me and heard me teach on this story before, you know I think this is one of the most comical things that Jesus has ever said in his ministry. When thousands of people are pressing to get to him and they're pushing on him and they're touching him, pray for my kid. And, you know, everybody's got their kids out there and Jesus is passing by. Jesus, you're not a disciple. Here you go. Pushing our kids out here. My kid wants to be your disciple. Here's your, my son. Take him. Oh, bless my baby. Or touch me. And people are just going. They're trying to be there with Jesus, you know. Kind of like the millions around the world today who are showing up in church and or they're checking in on Facebook. They're wanting to take the selfie with Jesus. Jesus! I checked in today at the most popular church in town. Yeah! Woohoo! I was there. I was there. I was there with Jesus. See, look at my post. It says right there. I checked right in. I even put on Instagram what I was wearing today. Everybody know I was going to church. Not that any of you do that. I just heard about people doing it before. And are you getting what I'm saying? See, everybody's there. Everybody wants to be around them, but there was one who wanted to touch him. There was one who had a different heart. And she said, Noah, my issue goes beyond any selfie. My issue goes on beyond any check-in today. My issue goes beyond just being checking in, saying I was at church. My issue says I've got to get to Jesus, and I've got to touch Jesus. If I'll just touch him, I'll be made whole. And this issue can come to an end today if I will just touch Jesus. She reaches out and touches him, and Jesus says, wait. And he asks his disciples, who touched me? And his disciples, she can be like, I can see the sarcasm just building up inside of them. Well, Jesus, how do I say this respectfully to the Son of God? I know you're my master and all, and some call you rabbi, and I know you raised the dead, and you're so discerning, but yet you want to know who touched you? Everybody's touching you, Jesus! Everybody! Hello! We're trying to keep them off of you, and they're beating us down to get to you. Everybody's touching you! And he goes, no, no. Because when she touched me, I felt faith leave my body. You see, there's something when it comes in and says, I've got to touch Jesus with faith. Not just show up, not just say I was at church, but you say, no, I've got an issue that needs to be dealt with. I'm tired of dealing with the same issue year after year of my life, and I've got to touch the Savior that my cycle can be broken, that things can break in my life. No, I've got to touch Jesus. Look at the difference between Jairus and this woman. Jairus says, Jesus, come touch my daughter and she'll be healed. And Jesus was on his way. But this woman said this, no, if I can just touch Jesus, then I'll be healed. And she was. Notice the difference in faith. Sometimes you got to quit waiting and say, no, I'm going to touch Jesus. I'm going to go after Jesus. I've got to find out who he really is in my life. And say, God, I believe you are the Son of God, and I believe you come to redeem mankind, and I believe that you can change my life, because my life is a wreck, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm going in circles, and bad circles, and I've got to give complete control over to you. If I can just touch Jesus, he can make everything okay. He can heal my life. I don't want to just show up to church. I just don't want to check in. I want to touch Jesus, because Jesus is the cycle breaker. Some cycles can't be broken with just willpower. Well, if you just need to show more willpower, you can break those. No, some cycles will only be broken in our life when we truly touch Jesus and let him change our life. Today, it says this woman has spent all she had. You know what a cycle is? A cycle is something spinning around and going around and around, right? It's actually the word we get for part of the cyclone, right? A cyclone happens over the ocean when the low winds and high winds pressure meet together, like a tornado. It begins to spin out over the ocean, then it picks up momentum in the ocean, and it gets to landfall, becomes a hurricane. We all know well in this area about the power of tornadoes, don't we? Cyclones going through our area, tornadoes going through our area. We know the power of that. And really, is the problem the problem? Or is there something else the source of the problem? Because as soon as the twister goes through here, the tornado goes through Joplin, immediately we had a lot of other problems happening, didn't we? We had a housing problem. We had a medical problem. We had power problems. We had water problems. We had work problems. We had relational problems. We had auto problems. We had communication problems. And see, this is what's happening in this woman's life. She's got this problem. The cycle's not being broken, and she's spent all of her money seeing doctors. So now she's financially broke because she spent everything she had trying to get healed to no avail. And because Jesus calls her a daughter. Remember, later on in the passage, he calls her daughter. He would only say that if she was a Jew. And so, knowing she was a Jewish woman, that she would have been looked at because of what she was going through as an unclean person. Therefore, she'd have been isolated to the outskirts of the city, never to be associating with her family, her children, her husband, her friends, never to be around them. So now she's got a financial problem. Now she's got relational problems. Why? Because her cycle's not broken. You see, I wonder how many of us really have a lot of things going on in our life that are side spinoffs of the same one issue that keeps going around and around and around and around in our life. And because of that, we got spinoff problems, we got relational problems, we got money problems, we got emotional problems, we got connection problems, we got physical problems. And could it be that if we could just figure out how to break that cycle, that these other things will begin to take shape and be healed also? And quit putting our focus on these side problems and really get to the heart of the real problem. So that's where Jesus came. He came to deal at the heart of the issue. He came to deal with the real problems and to deal with the real problems in our life. I'm only about halfway through today, so I'm going to give you the next half next week. Someone say, amen, hallelujah. Some of you are going to praise the Lord for that. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can't handle any more than this today. I'm going to ask the magicians to come forward this morning. In this series, I'm going to give you not only spiritual insight that Jesus is a cycle breaker, we're going to talk about also our part, what God has asked us to do to break these cycles in our life. We're going to look at some nuts and bolts as well and put it together and start realizing what we need to do to see change take place in our life. I want Jesus to break these bad cycles. I want Jesus to break bad attitudes in my life. I want Jesus to break things in my life that are stopping me from going to the next level, that are stopping me from progressing from glory to glory. It's time for these cycles to be broken in your life. You've been dealing with these issues long enough, and today I'm here to spread the good news of the gospel and to encourage you. Jesus came to break your cycle. He came to speak into your life, lady. Woman, today he came to speak into your life and say, woman, you're loose. Sir, he came in to speak into your crippled life today. But life has left you crippled spiritually or emotionally. And he says, sir, rise up and walk out of here. He came to speak to our cycles today. If you're here today, say, pastor, as we kick off this series on Breaking Bad, I want Jesus to break away the bad cycles of my life. I'm ready. I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I'm tired of coming back to the same issues. I'm ready for Jesus to set me free of some issues in my life that have been holding me back. If that's you, I want you to all join me and stand this morning. I want you to join me in the front so we close out with this song. You say, I'm ready to have these things broken in my life. Several coming in, so guys, so step on into the front, make room for those coming in behind you. Listen to me today. Jesus is here. Don't wait. Don't wait for somebody to come along and say, you know what, pastor, I'm going to fight my way. I'm going to touch Jesus. I don't mean just check in and say I was there. I mean really touch him. I mean really submit myself to him and say, God, I've got to be in the presence of my Savior. I've got to touch the Lord. I'm ready for things to be broken in my life. I'm ready for addiction to be broken in my life. I'm ready for my infirmities to be broken in my life. I'm ready for this hurt to be free from my heart today. It starts today. We're going to start by saying, Jesus, I'm going to touch you. No matter what, I'm going to go after you. We're going to sing this song. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. To break every chain in our life. Come on, let's sing it to him in faith.
Come on, sing this.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain.
I want you to join me this morning. Raise your hands this morning. I want to pray over your Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that as faith moves us today, may we reach out to you to touch you. And Father, as people are reaching out in faith today, I pray right now by the power of your Spirit, I say, be loose in the name of Jesus. Sir, be loose in the name of Jesus. Ma'am, be loosed in the name of Jesus. This thing that has been weighing you down for years after years, this cycle will be broken in the name of Jesus. This pattern will be broken in the name of Jesus. That God, you're going to allow the brokenhearted to sing again. You're going to allow the lame to walk again and to run in you again and to dream again. Those who've had dreams shattered, Father, you're going to restore dreams. You're going to restore vision. And Father, in the name of Jesus today, I state it in Jesus' name. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. If you receive that, put your hands together. Give a shout out to God. Come on, I hear the chains falling. Come on, let it ring.
I hear the chains.
I see lots of tears falling today. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We're saying, God, I can't deal without you. It's time. That means you're ready. You're ready to move forward. You're ready to speak to yourself. You're ready to encourage yourself. And you're ready to say, I'm going to touch him no matter what it takes. I'm going to fight my way. I'm going to touch him, and I'm going to see these bad cycles breaking in my life. How many are ready to be free? If you are, put your hands together. Give God a shout one more time. It's going to be a powerful series. I hope you come ready every week. We're going to lay the foundation and keep giving you nuts and bolts. We're going to dive right into it, challenge you to grow. Man, it's going to be a good series. Before you leave today, turn to give somebody a hug. Give them a high five and say, man, it was good to see you. Don't forget today, if you want to be baptized, sign up before you leave. Let us know. We want to baptize you.